So we are doing lesson 126 called the mouth and head cavity. I felt like this was important with some of the other stuff we've been working on.
What's it called?
The mouth and head cavity.
Oh, good.
So begin lying on your back, legs long. Let's see, today's May 23rd, is it? 24th? 23, okay. So lie on your back, your legs long, and check in to see how you're resting on the floor today. How each shoulder blade feels, each side of your pelvis, your legs, how you sense your spine. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough so that you can feel the quality of rolling your head today, the ease, or if there's any discomfort today. And then as you bring your head back to the center, you're going to begin to become aware of the back side of your head, what part of your head is resting on the floor. And then sensing your cervical spine, so how your spine goes up inside your skull to connect down to the area in between your shoulder blades, following your spine all the way down to your pelvis. And as we have looked at in the last couple weeks, is you've got these two curves, right? You've got the curve in the cervical spine, and then you've got the curve in your lower back. Right? And these should be very slight and like just nice long curves, not all bunched up. So just sense how those are. And then I'm just going to give you a reminder, and this is really up to you, that throughout the lesson, if at any time you want to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, feel free to do that at your discretion, and then bring your legs long again. So from the back of your head, you're going to expand your awareness to come to the sides where your ears are. And really getting a sense how far away is each ear from that part of the back of your head that's resting on the floor. And then from your ears, you're going to draw your attention and awareness to come up to the corners of your eyes. So it's as if we're kind of making a circle around your head to get a sense of the volume of your head before we go inside the head. So from your ears, come up to the corners of your eyes, traveling along the eyelids to your nose bridge. So in some ways, where your nose bridge and forehead is, right, that's exactly 180 degrees opposite, right, of the back of your head. And just sense from drawing this circle and creating these landmarks for yourself, the size of your head, the volume, the shape. And then bring your attention to your eyes, right? So your eyelids, your eyes are closed through this lesson. And imagine sinking inside the eye socket so that you enter the head cavity. So when you go inside the head cavity from the eyes, above the eye sockets, I'm going to say, is the area that I'm going to call the dome. The dome and the palate of your throat and inside your mouth. And then see if you can sense the top of the dome and then also the sides of the dome where your ears enter the dome, the space, the head cavity. Right? So your ears enter from the side, your eyes enter from the front. And then you also have your nostrils, paying attention to your inhalation and your exhalation. The air traveling in through your nostrils, traveling into this head cavity space. And now as you continue to have your mind and your thought in the head cavity space, you're going to bring underneath your chin, let's start with your right hand, let's say your index finger and your middle finger. So just touch right underneath your chin where your tongue attaches, and do the best to let your elbow and arm be relaxed kind of on your chest doing this. And now as you just lightly touch there, you're going to begin to explore with your tongue your dome. So you're going to begin to go first from the left side where the left ear is and the left upper side of your jaw up to the top of the dome, and then have your tongue go over to the right where the right side of your teeth are. So just go back and forth so gently, and with those fingers, you're feeling the muscle of your tongue move, right? So it's really fascinating, all these muscles in your throat. So you're just going along the top of the palate. It starts where your upper teeth are, and you go along the top and over to the right. And now you're going to come back over to the right, and we're going to stay on the right side, and you're going to think of your tongue as a paintbrush, and you're going to just paint the right side of the dome. So that means from the front teeth, right, all the way back to where your throat and food falls down your throat in the back. Right, and so really feel what happens, the strain in the throat with the tongue when you're painting all the way back there. And you're just going to do the right side. So obviously you stop along the top of the head, the middle. You go back and forth, back and forth. And noticing what color you chose to paint the right side of the dome. And when you're done with that, you can bring your right arm down. That's it, then I'll know. And then we just take a pause. And when we come to these pauses, again, you feel free to change your legs, and if you don't need to, that's fine. And then you're just going to follow the inhalation of your air in through the nostrils and the exhalation. And then let's switch hands. So let's bring your left hand. It's always interesting how you sense and touch with your other hand. And again, make sure the arm is comfortable. And then once again, you're gonna have your tongue, this time, just go along the center line from the front of your teeth all the way back to your throat, feeling the tightness and the muscle work under your fingers, and then you're going to paint the left side. And I would select a different color so that throughout the lesson, you can continue to feel the two sides of the dome, two hemispheres. So you just go back and forth with your tongue painting this left side of the dome. And then again, when that's complete, you bring your hand down, and then you bring your attention and awareness onto your breath, the air traveling in through your nostrils, into the head cavity, back to the back of your throat, down into your chest, and then following the exhalation. And now let's go back to your right hand, bringing your right hand under, again, your throat. And this time, you're going to explore with your tongue the lower part of the dome. There's like two aspects, we'll say. There's the upper dome and the lower dome, right, where your tongue attaches. And so you're going to begin to explore that right side, painting it the same color as the upper right side. And just feeling the different use of the muscles with your tongue. There's a little more tightness, strain to color the lower palate on the right side. Going all the way along the inside of where the right side of your lower teeth attach. And then when you're done with that, bring your hand down to let me know. And again, pay attention to your inhalation, your air in through the nostrils, exhalation, And now bring your left hand up. And again, with your tongue, you're going to start to paint and explore the left side of the lower palate, along the inside of those left lower teeth, matching the same color with the upper left side. And as you're doing this, you're feeling the muscle use of your tongue, and it's also creating for you in your thought the space inside of your head cavity. And again, when you have that complete, you can bring your hand down to pause and rest. And as you're resting, you're sensing the air again traveling in through your nostrils, into this head cavity space, into the back of your throat. And as you're following the air, traveling like this, begin to sense the widest part of your dome, right? Or the biggest part of the arc, shall we say. So where is that? Ears, yeah. The ears, the widest part, and then going along the top of the dome. So now bringing the attention to your ears, see if you can, in your, again, mind and thought, think of your inhalation and exhalation coming in and out of your ears instead of your nostrils. That widest place. And as you continue to think about the air traveling in and out from the earlobes, you enter into the head cavity, identifying the inside of those holes, and then from the inside of the head cavity, identifying where your nostril holes are. And what is the distance from the ear hole to the nostril hole? And then go back to where the ear holes are, but let's go to the right side, and you're going to bring your right hand up, and you're going to touch the back side of your jaw, which is pretty much lined up with the ear hole. So once you touch the side of your jaw, in your mind and thought, you go inside the head cavity, right? Locating in your thought, how close are these teeth, this jaw, to your ear? And now you're going to take your tongue, and you're going to have your tongue explore that part of your jaw, going along the top part of your lower teeth, reaching all the way back to where the wisdom teeth are, just on the lower jaw, and where your hands are touching, or your hand is touching on the right side. And then your tongue goes all around to the front, to the center teeth, and then back to the back wisdom teeth, just on the right side. So you're really sensing this part of your head cavity. Good, let that go and rest. And now we're going to do the same thing on the left side. So you identify the left ear hole, and then you use your left fingers to reach that furthest point of your jaw, which comes right up in contact with your ear. And then you're going to begin to explore with your tongue this left side, again on the top part of the teeth, all the way back where those wisdom teeth used to be. And that's where your ear inserts, where the back of the jaw is, and then you come around to the front, and then you go back again. And then let that go and rest. So once again, bringing your awareness and attention and your thought back into your head cavity, right in the top of the dome. Allow your tongue to move around, exploring the top of the dome, the sides of the dome, where your ears enter, sensing where your eyes are, where the nostril holes enter, this whole space called the dome, knowing that above the dome is where your brain is. So if you can get a sense and in your thought and image that above where those ears are, right, and where the back of the eyes are, is where your brain is situated. So the dome is all this space inside your throat where we breathe, we swallow. So just allowing your tongue to explore this entire dome space and the lower dome, where the bottom teeth are, where we just were for the jaw. So you have a really clear image and thought in your mind about this space. And then keeping that image in the background of the dome and the space, draw your attention down to your pelvis. And let's first identify the back side of the pelvis, right, which is bone resting on the floor. And then from the back side, you begin to move inside the pelvic area, which is again space, very much like the head cavity space. So you have the back pelvic bones resting on the floor, and the bones come up along your sides. And feel free if you want to feel that to identify. And that is all the bone, but then along your front side, from your navel down to where your legs actually insert the pelvis, which is still on the back side, right? So from your belly button, the pubic area, right? There's all this space. So now if you go ahead and bend your knees and bring your feet up to standing, right? So now you can clarify where those femurs insert into the pelvic socket, and then you've got all this space in that front part of the pelvis, right, where your belly is, all this space. So sense where the widest place of this space, your pelvic space, is. Just like you did finding the widest place with the dome. So it kind of lines up on the sides of your pelvis, right? Just like your ears. So could you imagine, as if you did with your tongue, if you could go inside and paint all this space, right? So the pelvic bone is kind of like almost like a half a bowl, right? It's kind of a bowl shape, right? It's a little bit of a scoop, right? So the sides are out to the side and it goes to the back. So you're going to paint along inside that bowl and then where the sacrum attaches the two pelvic bones. So you're going to paint that whole area just like you painted the top of your dome and the bottom of your dome. And as you're painting inside this pelvic space, you're clarifying the size of this space, where the head of the femurs enter the pelvic bones at the bottom. Then you're painting left to right, and again, it's kind of like this bowl shape. And then slowly let that go, straighten your legs again. Rest, bringing your awareness and attention back to your inhalation, the air traveling in through your nostrils, and the exhalation. And now bring your attention and awareness back to the head cavity. And you're going to bring both hands now to where your jaw and your ears enter together. So bring both hands up to touch that area, the back of your jaw. So you really feel where your jaw, right, connects to your ears and how the ear holes enter the head cavity. And then you're going to move your tongue to explore first the lower jaw, but this time going from the back right wisdom tooth to the front over to the left. So making that whole arc. Feel if there's a little more strain when your tongue moves to one side compared to the other. And then keeping your hands there, your tongue is going to jump up to the upper teeth. So where like the back molars would be, and you're going to caress along the bottom of the teeth to the front, and then over to the other side. And with your hands there, you really get a sense of where the upper teeth and palate start and the gap to the lower. You know, what that distance is like. And then you can travel from doing an arc from the upper, and you just hop down with your tongue to the lower and go along the lower to the other side and then hop up to the upper. So it's almost like you're making two semicircles with your tongue. Noticing the strain of the tongue, and if there's more strain on one side or being on the upper or the lower, how does the tongue caress the teeth in all these four quadrants? And at the same time, having in the back of your awareness this head cavity space, above the head cavity being your brain. Also having in your awareness now the pelvis and the pelvic floor space as you continue to move and glide your tongue. And then let all that go and let's again rest for a moment. Notice your inhalation, the air traveling in the nostrils, and then exhalation. Okay, so now you're going to bring your hands up and you're actually going to put your index fingers in your little ears. Hopefully you're okay with that. So that as you stick your fingers in, it really gives you a sense of where the inside of the head cavity is. And keeping your fingers there, bring your attention awareness to discover where the eye sockets are now, where those holes are, where the holes of your nostrils enter the head cavity, and then where your mouth and throat is. So you've got, in a way, what, seven holes? The eye holes, the nostril holes, the mouth hole, and the ear holes. And then sensing where the back of the throat is from here. And then slowly, you're going to remove your fingers, but you keep in your mind's eye and your thought this image of exactly where your ear holes were. Drawing into your awareness now, if you were to have sideburns, where would sideburns be relative to the ear holes? And from the sideburns, where are your temples? And from the temples, where is your forehead, your frontal bone? And from your frontal bone, where are the side bones? And then bringing back to the beginning of where is the back of your head. So from the back of your head to the side bones, where the sideburns and temple would be in frontal bone, inside there is where your brain lies. And below that is this space of the head cavity. And in your mind and thought, you're able to have this whole area in your awareness, as well as your pelvis. Okay, so from here, let's have you bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and then let's just a few times do that very gentle movement of tilting the pelvis forward and back, feeling how that connects with your spine all the way up to the cervical spine. So this area that you're resting on with your head moves, it tilts, from the movement of the pelvis. That's it. And just do that a few more times because it feels good. Feeling the connection of your head to your spine and pelvis. And then let that go and straighten your legs. Slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left, feeling the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then taking a moment in to observe from doing this very subtle yet profound work inside the head cavity space, how you're feeling, what draws your attention now to yourself, what new awarenesses have you discovered for yourself? And then gently and slowly rolling to a side, and you'll bring yourself to sitting and then to come to standing to see how you feel now standing over yourself. No rush. So see if your head maybe feels stacked, somehow aligned more over you now. You might have a greater awareness of the backside of you now, and maybe a greater awareness of your entire head. We tend to just sense the front side of our face, you know, that kind of is our whole periphery, you know, experience of the world is our face. So see if you can sense the back of your head, the top where your ears are, and then where your pelvis is below you. Okay, how are we? We okay? Good? I know it's a very calming lesson.
More open.
Much more open.
Space.
Yeah, it's pretty cool experiencing the space in your head. And then I wanted to tie it in with that you have space in your pelvis. Like, we don't think about the space. We do a lot of work thinking of the bones or we think of the muscles, but about space and having that space. And then how does that center us? So I just felt like interjecting this and doing a little quieter lesson today. Good. Well, thank you guys for coming, and I hope you guys have a great week.